The two operas are Dido and Aeneas by Henry Purcell and Actaeon by Marc-Antoine Charpentier.
They're both of the same mold. They're both essentially short operas, sort of mini operas.
William Christie is the musical director of Les Arts Florissants, bringing the two works to Cal Performances tomorrow night and Weill Hall at the Green Music Center on Friday.
There are a lot of parallels. And then musically speaking, you've got pretty much the same format. They go very well as a pair together. Both about the same length. What's interesting, of course, is that in the Dido, there's a marvelous bit where, during entertainment in the cave, a woman starts talking about Actaeon.
The full story appears in Ovid's Metamorphoses.
The story of Actaeon who spies Diana in her bath, and she, irate, puts his own hounds onto him after he's been turned into a stag, and he's obviously devoured by his own dogs.
The works aren't fully staged, but Christie says they're much more dramatic than a standard concert version, with soloists reading off a score.
We have a very simple solution. We memorize the music, and it's essentially delivered to the audience with very simple gesture. I wouldn't call it a staging by any means, but I think it's very effective. Experience has proved over the years that these kinds of pieces gain immensely when they have this kind of treatment.
With the solo singers also making up the chorus, the entire musical forces for both productions are quite small.
Just enough to sort of cover all the parts, and this is pretty much how they were probably performed to begin with. I mean, we certainly know in the case of Actaeon, of Charpentier, we know for whom it was composed, we know the singers who were involved, and we know the instrumental forces that were used, and they're quite small.
Les Arts Florissants are at Zellerbach Hall in Berkeley tomorrow and at Weill Hall in Rohnert Park on Friday. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KTFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.